This is Homer from homersworld.blogspot.com, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queercast on the internets. Previously on Archer's podcast, major controversies were discussed. Sexual innuendos were made. Homer's love life was mourned. Today is February 28th, 2006, in Homer's alternate universe.
Oh.
In Archer's world, it is July 28th, 2006.
Okay, I need you to just get a little bit closer to the microphone, okay?
You're always telling me to get closer to it.
See, now that's perfect, right? Did you hear yourself how that was different?
Yes.
Okay, now before you start, because Homer has the topics for today's show, but before you begin, I need to give a very, very special birthday wish to Mike Hipp.
Happy birthday, Mike Hipp! Happy birthday, Mike Hipp!
Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike Hipp.
He is the writer of PodcastSoup.net, which reviews podcasts. And he is also the candle maker from Candles by Phoebes. They're wonderful soy candles. Did you see that one in my bedroom? That's a candle, soy candles by Phoebes.
I wonder if he could make a soy candle out of a smart dog.
I don't know. But in any case, I want to wish Mike Hipp a wonderful birthday. I hope you have a great day and best wishes.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Okay, now on to your topics. You're taking the show over, Homer.
I've got a long list of good topics.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
Okay, Archie, let's talk about tattoos versus piercing.
Oh, my. Tattoos.
What do you think of tattoos in general?
In general, if I had to pick an opinion on tattoos, the smaller the better.
Smaller the better. So you don't like the full, like, back tattoos?
No, I do not care for tattoos, you know.
What about those tribal armband things?
No, I don't like that either. Now, think about the guy on Project Runway who's got his neck all tattooed.
Oh, that's so not hot.
That is so not hot, especially
because... Especially the word Detroit.
Detroit's on there, you know. Now, I do not like tattoos.
Okay, so, what about piercings?
I probably dislike piercings more than I dislike tattoos.
You never had a piercing ever?
I've never had a piercing ever.
You never had a tattoo?
And okay. I've never had a tattoo. And I just don't find piercings or tattoos attractive.
Have you ever seen unusual piercings in person?
Yes, I have. I photographed a model who is also a blogger.
Yeah.
Back in, I don't know, sometime last year.
Oh, is this Mr. Thoughts Made Bald?
Yes, Thoughts Made Bald.
Yeah, I read his blog.
He's got a big piercing in his penis.
It's like one of those 00 gauges, or I forget what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like quarter of an inch across.
And, nice, yeah.
And it's a circular thing with like a knob on the end.
Okay, so we're going to play the hypothetical game again, which we played,
we
in the
played
last
on
podcast.
Yesterday's show.
So
yeah.
You have to have a tattoo.
I have to have a tattoo.
You absolutely have to have a tattoo. What would you have tattooed and where?
What would I have tattooed? I would have a lambda symbol on my shoulder blade.
That's because you're into Greek, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. We need to talk about that next. But the reason why I would have a lambda symbol on my shoulder blade is because the very first gay book that I read was The Front Runner.
Uh-huh.
And in the book, the character got a lambda tattoo on his shoulder blade.
Okay, so the second hypothetical situation.
Okay.
They're going to drown a whole bag full of puppies unless you get a piercing. Your choices are having both nipples pierced or your penis pierced. Which would it be?
The nipples. But couldn't I just say, go ahead and drown the bag of puppies?
There'd be a lot of angry listeners.
Yeah, but there's hundreds of thousands of millions of baby puppies, so, you know, who...
Topic number two.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm in charge now. Now,
we need to ask you the same questions then, don't we?
Well, if I had to have a tattoo...
Right, now remember, don't play with the cord, because that makes noises on the podcast.
Okay. You're such a strong... Man,
I am.
There is plenty of beautiful designs from past civilizations, but there is this one civilization that was in like Mongolia that had these great griffin symbols.
Oh.
I probably have one of those tattooed on my arm, and if I had to have a piercing, I'd probably have my penis pierced.
Oh, God, no. Ouch, yeah. Ouch. Okay, now I'll let you move on to topic two.
We're going to go see a musical tomorrow night with the boyfriend. Discuss.
Oh, discuss. We're going to see... it's actually not a musical. We're going to go to Wolf Trap for the Performing Arts, which is the major...
Are there wolves there?
No, there are not wolves there. However,
are there traps?
At this show, there's going to be lots of gay men. Because it's the music of ABBA. And it's not done by ABBA, but done by other people.
Will there be bears there?
Yes, I'm sure there will be.
Cubs?
I'm sure there will be. Maybe some otters, too.
That sounds like a good time.
Okay, well, what's an otter?
An otter is... A bear is sort of usually thought of as kind of big. They can be muscly, hairy guy. Mm-hmm. An otter is a smaller... hairy guy, and a cub is a stockier, sometimes even pudgy, shorter hairy guy, or younger.
Okay, so an otter isn't necessarily chunky. He's thin.
Yeah, they can be thin, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we're going to go see to Wolf Trap to see ABBA, the music, and we're going to take a picnic dinner,
yeah.
Which I think is going to be for you, you and the boyfriend, grilled eggplant.
Delicious.
And I'm going to have chicken.
We might go to Trader Joe's tomorrow for a little appetizer.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay, topic number three.
Okay.
When are you coming to Arizona?
When am I coming to Arizona? I know, because you remember 2 years ago when you came here, I said I was going to come to Arizona the next summer.
I cry myself to sleep every night remembering that.
Well, no, you don't.
Are you calling me a liar,
but
dude?
Do you remember, though, then I got a boyfriend for a short time?
Oh, shoot.
Not the one I'm seeing now, but the previous guy.
And he wasn't very memorable.
Who looks like James on...
Big Brother.
Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
And so at the time, that became like a big thing... to spend time with him because it was a brand new relationship.
Yeah.
And then I think I had other things going on too. Like I had
a
family thing.
Okay, so that's all in the past.
Oh,
I'm
you're saying
about the
when
future.
I'm going to come now. Well, you know what? That's a good question. The boyfriend and I are either going to go to France next summer.
Yes.
Or we are going to go to Napa, California.
Yes.
So I don't see why we couldn't come to Arizona on the way to California.
But not on the way to France, because that'd be kind of out of your way.
Right. And France is really like a major dream for us to go there.
Yeah.
Neither one of us can afford that. But we're thinking that we might be able to afford Napa, California next summer.
Free place to stay at my place. Of course, it'll be hot as hell. But
yeah, and how far from Napa, California are you?
It's probably a 12-hour drive.
Oh, well, we would fly, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when the boyfriend and I went to New Orleans in the spring, he actually convinced me to get on the aluminum tube of death.
And it wasn't that bad.
So I could probably do it again.
Question.
So the answer is...
Possibly.
Possibly next summer. Yeah.
Well, that would be fun. You'd like Arizona. There's beautiful things to see. In Tucson, especially, because I live literally right next to Saguaro National Monument. And down south of town is the Mission of San Javier, which is the best preserved Spanish-era church in the United States, which has just finished being restored.
So there'd be a lot of opportunities for photography for me, because you know I'm a big photographer.
Yeah. Okay, the next topic, our fat bellies.
Oh, my God. I am so fat. Oh my God.
Both of us. I mean, when I was here 2 years ago, we didn't look this huge.
I know. Actually, 2 years ago when you were here, I was probably at least a minimum 10 pounds lighter than I am now.
I was probably 15 pounds lighter.
Yes, because I remember you squeezing your butt into some really tight corduroy pants.
Oh, yes. Those pants had to go away. They weren't, were they corduroy pants or were they my brown Get Lucky pants? I had a pair of brown jeans that were my Get Lucky jeans.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure. Well, we could look at the pictures on my blog and figure it out.
I thought they were. Why do you have them? Like, what month would they be in?
Because
I can.
It was October 2004.
Well, let's go to Homer's World at blog.blogspot.com.
Oh my God, that picture of me that you put on your regular blog today is ridiculous.
Isn't it a great picture?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think it's a great picture. Go to Archer.com. And see the picture of Homer on there. Okay, what did you say it was?
October 2004. Right. I came here, and that was when I squeezed Andrew Sullivan's big beefy steroid bicep.
You did?
I did.
How did you meet him?
He was at that blog gathering that Jimbo and Christopher and Geek Slut and Joe My God.
Oh, there I am.
There you are. Oh, there probably isn't a picture of me wearing the tight pants.
I was going to say, and there's Jimbo. Yeah, see, that now we're past it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But now,
but anyway, so yes. Yeah. So we've got...
I actually haven't changed too much since that picture.
No, I wouldn't say so. You have a better haircut now.
This is better than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So our little fat bellies, we compared them, and it was kind of...
Oh, my God. It was actually funny because... Homer took a picture.
I took a picture and I deleted the picture. You know what that picture reminded me of? When in the fall of December 2005, when I had hernia surgery and I was immensely swollen up, that's what it looked like.
That's what it reminded you of?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, okay.
Well, but I looked pregnant in it.
Well, that's what I looked like when I had hernia surgery.
Oops.
Sorry for that noise.
Where's your phone?
I'm sorry. But now we're going to go to topic number 5. Close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay. Oh, no, no, wait. I'm not eating anything. No, yes. No.
Archer.
Is that why the cabinet door was open when I was...
Archer is going to have a blueberry.
No, I'm not.
He's going to put it in his mouth, and he's going to describe the sensation of eating a blueberry.
I
will do a test taste of a blueberry.
Okay, let me see you.
It's a little bit tart.
It's a little mushy, isn't it?
Not particularly.
It's chewy.
It's swallowed.
I'm sure. What's the flavor?
It's blueberry flavored.
Does it really taste like blueberries?
Yes. They're not the best blueberries in the world, but I grew up in a spot of the country where you go out and pick blueberries in the woods. Domesticated blueberries are less sweet than wild ones. So, okay.
Now, wait a minute.
I really have to get my camera out to take a picture.
Okay,
he has this terrified.
I am terrified.
Have you ever had a blueberry before?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. You're a blueberry virgin.
But wait, now, here's the thing. So, okay, boys and girls, Homer has a bowl of blueberries sitting here.
You only have to eat one.
And, but now, are they squishy on the inside like grapes are?
Kind of.
See, that's what I don't like. It's too bad,
Archer. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices for our country.
Okay, are you going to take a picture of me putting it in my mouth, actually?
I am.
Okay, should I pick the smallest one?
Sometimes the bigger ones are better.
Why?
Because they're sweeter.
No, you're just saying. I almost believed you. Why did we...
This is a trauma for Archer. He's going to turn into Violet Beauregard.
Do they have... Yeah, from Willy Wonka. Do they have seeds inside?
Little tiny seeds.
Are you serious?
Little tiny ones.
Are you serious? Am I going to feel the seed when it hits my teeth?
I honestly do not know. Okay, just put it in your mouth. Be a man.
And then just chew it.
You've had nastier things in your mouth than that blueberry.
That's true. But I've liked the texture. Stop flashing the camera in my face.
All right, put it in your mouth.
Okay, now.
Drum roll, please.
All right, here we go. I don't want to do it.
Oh, come on. Don't be a pussy.
All right, here we go. No, I don't want to do it.
Here, I'll eat one with you at the same time.
No,
one.
Because someone's got to talk. You have to describe what's happening.
Well, just a moment. Okay, he's putting it up to his mouth. He's opening his mouth.
I'm scared.
He's putting it in his mouth. Okay, he's crunching it now. He's eating it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a kind of a weird look on his face.
It's sour.
Well, they are a little bit tart. It's tart, not sour.
I don't like them. Ew. I don't like that.
Describe it in greater detail. Why don't you like it?
Because, well, first of all, the skin is like chalky. The skin of it is like chalky. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And the second thing is the actual fruit part inside the skin is mushy and nasty. And it doesn't taste like blueberry, the blueberry flavor I know.
Well, that's because the blueberry flavor, you know, probably has sugar in it.
And it's artificial, yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a very good aftertaste. The aftertaste is, I don't like those. No. I don't like those.
Okay, so Archer just lost his blueberry virginity.
Yeah, now you have to say that you actually saw me eat one, too.
I have pictures.
So when the boyfriend says that he doesn't believe you, then that's going to be an issue because you have to, like, show the picture. Damn it, I wish you had your cord. I want to put that picture on the website.
Well, we could always make you eat another one.
No, we're not going to do that, that's for sure.
Ugh. Okay, so the next topic.
All right, there's a fucking blueberry.
Here's a better, funner topic.
I've had a totally vegetarian afternoon.
Well, here, the other topic then segues into meat.
Okay.
Archer, describe the perfect penis.
Oh, wow, the perfect penis. The perfect penis would be, you know, not too large, like between 7 and 8 inches.
Real inches?
Absolutely, no AOL inches here.
Yeah.
So between 7 and 8 inches, probably closer to 7.
Yeah.
It would be...
circumcised or uncircumcised?
For me, it would be circumcised.
Yes.
Now, see, I've got the skin of that blueberry stuck in my teeth somewhere.
And nice.
No, it's not. It's nasty.
Speaking of skin.
Yeah. I would like it circumcised. I would like it to be the same thickness from the base all the way up to the head.
Yes.
You know, like, because there are some that are thin at the base and thick at the head, or thick at the base and thin at the head.
I'm sure many of your listeners can identify with these issues.
Oh, I'm sure they can. Yes. And I can't get this fucking blueberry.
Oh, I can actually see it.
Where is it?
No, I'm kidding.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Curved or straight?
It would be straight. But it wouldn't, you know how some dicks,
Please, use the word penis. This is a scientific episode.
Oh, it is a scientific episode? Yeah. You know how some penises, when they get hard, they bend away from your body?
I wouldn't know. I've never seen one.
Okay, well, the boyfriend before this one, his did that.
Bent down?
It bent down, yes. Yeah. I would prefer them going straight up.
Yes.
You know, or straight out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that review of Archer's favorite penis.
Can I add one thing to that?
Yes.
I like big... low-hanging balls.
Oh, and do you prefer them to be manscaped?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to floss your teeth?
No.
No.
Because I like to take them in my mouth and go, blah, 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 or, you know, jiggle them around in my
mouth.
That
concludes our discussion of perfect penises.
Is that a seed?
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, gross. I just pulled the fucking seed of that blueberry out of my mouth.
Oh. You are so funny. I mean, like, you eat seeds every day.
I do not eat seeds every day.
You eat wheat bread. What is wheat bread made of?
Well, I don't
grain.
Know.
Grain.
Ugh, that was nasty.
Hot dog buns, grain, mustard.
Hot dog buns, there's no seeds in that.
Mustard. Mustard is made up from ground up seeds.
I was going to say, they grind them up. This is actually, I can feel it.
I think you've made a step forward in your food choices.
Well, the boyfriend certainly would say so.
I'm sure he's going to be proud of you.
I don't know.
Okay, topic number 6. Archer, have you ever dressed up in drag?
I have never dressed up in drag.
Okay, if you were to dress up in drag, would you be pretty or ugly?
I would be pretty. I would be like a lipstick lesbian pretty. Yeah.
What color?
Like Jackie Onassis.
So you'd be a Jackie Onassis? Would you wear a little pillbox hat?
No, I probably wouldn't wear a hat.
Oh.
I would probably just make sure my hair was coiffed just so to look like her.
But what kind of outfit would you wear?
Oh, it would be a pristine, like a mint blue or a mint green, completely fitted dress.
Yeah.
Thin straps, but not showing too much boobage, you know.
Yeah.
And just
high heels or low heels?
High heels, yeah. High heels. But not too high, not like...
practice for that.
Yeah, not like come fuck me pumps or anything like that. But just, you know.
Yeah, that's your normal shoes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to go down for those shoes. So, yeah, I think that's what I would dress up as. Of course, I'd be gorgeous.
Okay, and our last topic that I can think of would be...
Why do I see two more things?
One of them is... Yeah.
Well...
I don't care for that topic. But the last topic is, what is the weirdest piece of clothing that you have?
What do you mean by the weirdest piece of clothing?
Like, what piece of clothing do you have that your listeners would not expect you to have? Are there any? Or are there any in the past?
The weirdest thing would be like a jockstrap.
Oh.
Like, what were you thinking of, though?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people have, you know, one piece of clothing. For instance, I have a silk jacket from Hong Kong that's a powder blue with pink and red and orange chrysanthemums embroidered on it by hand.
Why have I never seen you in that outfit?
I only wear it once every couple of years for very, very special occasions. I wore it to a museum opening for an exhibit that I did. And I told everyone on the staff of the museum that I would be the best-dressed person at the opening. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, when I showed up wearing that jacket, everyone insisted that they pose for pictures with me. It is one-of-a-kind piece.
Wow. You should have brought it so I could take photographs. Oh, my God. You should wear that and nothing else.
It does cover up my big, fat belly.
What about your big, fat penis?
Yes, it's long enough to cover up that. Yes.
Okay, well, what about the same thing, same kind of questions? What about the perfect penis for you?
The perfect penis for me belongs to a guy named Greg.
Oh, you already know it.
He was my sort of one of my first boyfriends I had at University of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And he is now a doctor at a hospital in the greater D.C. area. But amazingly enough, supposedly has become straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my best friend Les ran into him at an airport with his girlfriend. Anyway, it was probably between 7 and 8 inches long, and it was curved upwards, and it was just really pretty.
Oh. Now, what's the last thing on your list that was not, that you think
is not? Oh, I had something about what kind of male body do you think was attractive, but, you know, I just kind of, eh.
Everybody has a different thing about that.
Yeah.
So Homer, what's your kind of perfect man like? Because you're always looking for a boyfriend, right?
Physically or just?
Just in general, like what?
General.
What would he do? What would he be like? You know,
he'd be a smart ass.
He'd be a smart ass.
Yeah, like me. He would like to cook. He
would he be a lacto ov whatever vegetarian?
That's not necessarily my. I've never. I had one vegan boyfriend, but all the rest of the boyfriends ate meat. Mm-hmm. And I don't push my dietary views upon other people.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. But what else would he like to do? Like to travel? He'd have to have a job and a vehicle, because the last major boyfriend I had neither. And it ain't happening ever again.
And how long did that last?
5.5 years.
Are you serious? He didn't have a job or a car the whole time you were together?
No, there were times when he didn't have either. There were times when he had both. In fact, at the very end, when he had both, that's when he dumped me, when he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And how long ago was that dumpage?
It's 4 years ago, next month.
Wow.
And I've had a few sort of minor boyfriends since then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Would you want to live with him?
I think so. I'm all about sharing costs. I'm very practical that way, and... you know, if I had someone living with me and paying half the mortgage and half the bills, that would be very nice.
What about, let's say this, if he had a bigger house, let's say, would you be willing to go live with him at his place and you'd get rid of your place?
It depends on where it was, I guess. That's something... Since it's a hypothetical situation.
Of course, yeah, totally.
If it was way up in the frickin' foothills of Tucson, you know, 40-minute drive away, no.
No, because you're really close to work now, right?
I'm about 7 miles from work, but I'm also right next to downtown. And it's the perfect place to live.
So why do you think the perfect male has eluded you for the last 4 years?
Well, the first year after I got dumped, I was in no shape to have a boyfriend. I was pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And in the years since then, I have dated a couple of people, but things just didn't work out for various reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I was in the state to go out and actually find a boyfriend. And that's sort of changing now. So,
well, because I've known you for now, Well,
3 years
about. I was going to say 3 years, because even though you came to visit, I knew you before that.
Yeah.
So in that time, I would say that right about now, or within the last couple months, you're probably like at the best state.
Yeah, previously I was in the, what I call the anti-man mood.
Right, you were in that for a good long time.
And as Jimbo told me, that I didn't have any mojo.
He didn't have any mojo. But then when you came here, you took his mojo.
No, right? No, when he came to visit me, mojos switched places.
Oh.
So.
And you gave him the anti-man mojo?
Yeah. He's probably pretty all bitter about that, but it happens.
Now, do you have plans to do, because tomorrow being Saturday, you're going to be going to stay with Jimbo. What are your plans to go to spend time with Jimbo? Do you guys have something you're going to do?
Oh, we don't have any plans for the morning or afternoon. We'll kind of play it by ear, probably. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, Jimbo's having a little cocktail party.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to meet some more bloggers.
Oh, my God. And they'll love you, and they'll love the boyfriend. And then afterwards, we're supposedly going to a birthday party of another quite well-known blogger.
Yes.
And who knows? Andrew Sullivan might be there. Who knows?
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say.
I could squeeze his other bicep.
I was going to say that if he was going to be there, then I would say that we would try to make it. But I don't know that we're going to be going to that.
Yeah, right.
What?
I mean,
no, he won't be there.
No, I'm just thinking that it isn't. He would, not to disparage his character, but we're outside his radar scope.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But now, does he respond when you comment on his blog? He doesn't?
He did. One time he used a piece of information that I sent him without, you know, any credit due sort of thing.
Oh, that sucks. Did you ever hear anything from your letter to the editor at the New York Times? Did you ever hear from anybody?
I got two people that called me up, one a total stranger and one person that I met once, to thank me for writing it.
Oh.
And, all of my friends and acquaintances said that was really exciting to see.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we've written about it. We've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah.
So interesting. Well, we're going on our coming close to 30 minutes now. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners before? Because this is going to be the last time we talk to you until we call you up on the phone again.
You don't think we're going to record something at the Wolf Trap Farm thing?
We might. I'll take the eye.
We still have to do a little bit of the wine tasting. I brought that bottle of wine.
Yes. You know, although, because that's a red, it's a pretty heavy red.
Yeah.
We'll probably have that with food Friday evening for
dinner. Yeah, well, we can record a little thing at the thing where...
Yes.
Because I'd like to hear... I know nothing about wine, and I'd be very curious to know if it's any good or not.
Well, you know, I was very tempted to call the boyfriend and say, boyfriend, what kind of wine goes with soy hot dogs? And I didn't know.
And he would say something like, hot dogs?
Yeah, he'd say that first, and soy hot dogs? Well, he would say...
We really should have had tater tots with dinner instead of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, because I am still stuffed.
Oh, I'm actually hungry now. I think it's because I ate those blueberries.
And you had a dump. You took a dump. Didn't you? Oh, that was the first time you did that. That was not me, Travis. That was the guest Homer.
I'm sorry.
Stop that. That's gross.
I think belching is a perfectly natural phenomenon.
But you don't think farting is?
No, farting is natural too, but I just don't do that in front of people because the smell is a little bit... that one was blueberries flavored burp. I don't think it smells so nice coming out the other end.
I don't know what blueberries smell like coming out the other end. All right, anyway. Well, Homer, I want to thank you for staying with me and having such a wonderful time. We've had so much fun and being on the show for the last 2 days. I'm sure my listeners have enjoyed it.
This podcast, I think, was funner than the first one, which was more serious.
Yeah, I agree with that. They always get better with more time.
Yeah.
Now, if we had a couple glasses of wine...
Oh, my God, the stories.
Okay, that's what we're doing on Friday night, then. Tonight, I mean. All right, so say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Homer, the happy little Homer sexual. Remember that song?
Maybe. If you don't listen to Archer's podcast, you're going to burn in hell.
You know they're listening to it right now.
Who?
The people, the listeners.
They're burning in hell?
No, they're listening to it right now.
Well, they better. Otherwise, they're going to burn in hell.
All right. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye. I should